Good morning to each of you. It's a blessing to see a full house here this morning. Pray that everybody can be blessed here today. I was going to be sharing out of Matthew 6, so if you have your Bibles, you can turn there. This is going to go through last couple of weeks. So I've been thinking a lot about the Lord's Prayer and really been meditating on that. And I was definitely blessed with some of the thoughts I had about it. And it's my heart that you guys can all be blessed as well. We'll go through that starting there in verse 9. To 13 there, and then I'll go back through it and share some thoughts about it that I've been blessed with. Matthew 6, 9, after this manner, therefore, pray ye, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. First verse there, our Father which art in heaven. I was thinking about a father. Maybe there's a lot of fathers in here. Made me think of how do we view a father, or what do we want from our children? What are our heart's desires for our own children to be a father? It just made me think a lot about that. We definitely desire to have a relationship with them, to love your children, to have their hearts, not just as when they're young children, but when they're older, as once they get older as well. And it's just, there's a lot of things that can be applied there as far as, you know, what a father's desire is for their children. But we also know that, you know, we are God's children as well. And what's his desire for us? He loved us before we loved him. And he's an example of a perfect father. There's no faults in him. In verse Matthew 7, 11, starting there in verse 11, if ye then, back up. Verse 9 there says, or what man is there of you whom, if his son asks bread, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he give him a serpent? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good things to them that ask him? So we have a perfect Father. We as men, we have a lot of faults. We make mistakes. We stumble. We do things that we shouldn't. We would usually ask our children to forgive us if we make a mistake, and they usually do. And I know, like, there's a lot of things that I desire for my family and our daughter, that, you know, I want to be able to keep her heart and try to be that example of a perfect father. And I probably won't reach that, but it's definitely my heart. Going on there, our Father which art in heaven, we know that he is in heaven, and we know that he knows. So if he is in heaven, we know that he knows how to get there. He knows what we need, and he wants what's best for us as being children, Just as their fathers, we want what's best for our children. But he wants what's best for us. And we know it's his will that no one perishes. And so we know that he knows the way how to get there. There's a song, 446, there's a few lines there that I've always been really blessed by. We are bound for Canaan land. I'll just go through and read that. We are bound for Canaan land, tenting by the way. Who shall lead us on the road? Choose your king today. Many trials we have seen thus far on our way. He hath led us safely through, shall he lead today. When the dark red sea of doubt billowed by our way, then he parted every wave, so he will today. And this verse, next verse here is what really always stuck out to me. It says, can we safely trust a guide who knows not the way? And there's a question mark there. God hath traveled every foot, he shall lead today. Just before us, Jordan rolls just across the way. When we can safely trust the Lord, he shall lead today. I've just always been blessed by that verse that can we safely trust a guide who knows not the way? And we also know that the enemy was kicked out of heaven, so I do feel like I could be wrong. You can correct me if I'm wrong, but he probably does know the way how to get to heaven, but that's not really where he is going with that. So we also know that we will that if we're wanting to go somewhere, and we're probably not going to ask somebody that's never been there before to ask for directions, or if we're hiking, we want to go some direction, and we're not going to ask somebody that doesn't know how to get there, or we know that the enemy is going to take us the opposite direction than what the kingdom of heaven is, where the direction to get to heaven. We know that he's going to take us the opposite direction. And so there's a good chance that we're not going to, if we know that somebody has some, somebody that's, if you're hiking or whatever, and somebody is going to, that's been kicked out of a place wherever they've been, came from, and you want to go there, they're probably going to take you the opposite direction and keep making you believe that you're going the right direction. And then, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. The word hallowed is to make holy, to sanctify, to make our Father in heaven holy. So on top of all the other attributes that we just talked about, being a loving Father, a perfect Father, he loved us before we loved him, and there's many more, and wanting to have that relationship with you. Above all that, he's holy, holy above holies. And to be able to just to pray that in a way that he is holy and he is perfect and he wants to have that perfect, that he is perfect and he wants to have that relationship with us. And moving down there on, there in verse 11, give us this day our daily bread. We know we certainly have an abundance of food and raiment. That's about all I have on some. I mean, there's many things that we could probably talk about on that, but that's all that I was able to come up with there. Verse 12, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. I thought a lot about that. I believe that's a big one that's a pretty big one for, I believe, not for everyone, but forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. I read that and saying that forgive us in the same manner that we forgive others. And we can say that a lot, but sometimes our actions will speak otherwise. that we forgive somebody, and but yet their actions say otherwise. Like, I've known of someone, it's not anyone here, but said that though they forgive you, but they don't want anything to do with you. And just really made me think about that. Like, is that really what we want to pray for? Like, I forgive you, but I don't want anything to do with you. Do we want to pray, God, he wants us to forgive us, but we don't want God to have anything to do with us? And verses 14 and 15 are very clear on that. For if ye forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if ye forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. We know that we must be forgiven in order to get to heaven. And I read that, and that's pretty black and white. There's probably times I struggle with that myself. Forgive somebody, but our actions can tend to show the other directions, and somehow, like, I feel like it's easy when someone wrongs us or said something that we don't appreciate or whatever, that somehow we think that we're getting even with them by being upset or disappointed or whatever at that person. But yeah, it's kind of like we're putting ourselves in our own prison by doing that. Like, we think we're getting even with that person by being upset with them. And there was a number of years ago, back before I was converted, working there at the cabinet shop there at Chris's. I'm not going to mention any names. There wasn't nobody here, but there's times where he just really got the best of me, and it just pretty much ruined my day. I was so upset. And I remember that one day, he come walking out there, and he was just walking just like there was nothing wrong. And I just really had me thinking, it's like, how ignorant is this that I am absolutely ruined my day, and he's walking like there's absolutely nothing wrong and there's joy in his heart. And here I am, I put myself in a prison because here I am thinking that I'm upset at him and I'm getting even with him, and yet I'm in my own prison by doing that. And it just really made me think of that. And every time I try to keep that in the forefront of my mind, like, if to forgive someone is to not to have that any kind of harsh feelings or anything in your heart towards that person, to be free from it, to be how we want to be forgiven. We don't want God to think of, like, he forgives us as our sins as far as the east is from the west. And so anyway, yeah, it was just really made me think about that, to forgive our debts in the same manner that we want to be forgiven. And 13 there, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Temptations, we are all faced with temptations. I'm sure it's probably not on a daily basis, but as long as we live here on this earth, we're going to be faced with temptations. I don't think we can get past that. I do believe that God allows us to be tempted to strengthen us. Because it says to lead us not into temptation. We know that God doesn't tempt us. He's not the one, the tempter. The enemy is the one that tempts us. But I do believe he does it to strengthen us. Like, if you're teaching your child how to do whatever, you don't put in a whole day's work to try to teach him how to, whatever it is, haul manure or whatever. Like, you don't force him to home manure all day long. Like, he does it for a little bit because it wears him out. Like, it's just a building up of that, and before long he can home manure all day long once he gets older. But it's, and I think God is the same way. Like, he doesn't give us more than we can handle, but yet there's times that I feel like he has more faith in me than what I do, because sometimes I feel like he gives me way more than I can handle, and I end up falling. And it says to deliver us from evil. And to deliver means to rescue. And when you think of a rescue, you say if there's your boat or something is sinking, and you know, and you want to be rescued, you know, you really need someone's help. Or the list can just go on and on in that, like, to be rescued from a sinking boat or a fire or your vehicle's broken down, whatever, like, that list can go on that as far as being rescued. But I believe there's two things that absolutely have to be present in order to be rescued. And if those two things are not present, I don't think it won't work to be rescued from wherever you're being rescued from. They just simply won't work. And I think the first thing is that you have to have somebody to come and rescue you. And in this case, we're talking about, you know, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil, to rescue us from those evil temptations. And I believe in my whole heart that, you know, God wants to rescue us, but he also wants us to grow in whatever we're being tempted in, and he wants us to grow in that for sure. And the second thing is that needs to be present is you have to have a heart that wants to be rescued. If you don't want to be rescued, chances are you're not going to be rescued. Your boat's sinking or whatever, and someone comes to rescue you, you have the option to whether if you want to stay in the boat or get out of the boat. Like, you have to have that heart to be rescued, to be delivered from that, or else it just simply won't work. And so is it, when I pray for God to deliver me from evil, deliver us from evil, rescue me from evil, is that in my heart that I want to be rescued from it, to be delivered from it? So, and it's, for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. We know the kingdom is his, and we know the power is his. He has that, all the power, and he receives all the glory forever and ever. But anyway, yeah, that's about all I have with this. I was just blessed with a lot of some of these thoughts that came to me. I know that this is a widely known prayer, and I also know there's a lot more things that can be shared in this than what I shared. But I hope, and it's my heart and prayer that you was be able to be blessed by it. So, thank you.